With the television show writers on strike and the season of candidate debates over for now, it's hard to know where to turn for stimulation. Actually, that's a joke.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
The truth is that I was getting not to like the debates, which tended to become not so much debates as taking potshots at rivals without elevating the discussion very much. There was also this not very subtle business of who had the better religion, Mormon or evangelical. And because a campaign has elements of a spectator sport, they developed a tendency to manipulate visual symbols. I speak here specifically of ordained Baptist minister Mike Huckabee, who started his upward climb in the polls with a television ad displaying the words, "Christian leader." Later he appeared on camera with what looked like a big white cross behind him. There's nothing subtle or subliminal about it, the former Arkansas governor told people in a shopping mall. Then there was a picture, also not very subliminal, of Huckabee standing in front of a Christmas tree and saying, "God doesn't just love the land of Iowa, he loves the people of Iowa." Mitt Romney, the Mormon ex-governor of Massachusetts, also makes some claims to intimacy with the divine. "I believe," he said in a much-anticipated speech, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Savior of mankind." After a while, you begin to wonder whether they are running for president or for church deacon. And sometimes it gets even a little bit nasty. Huckabee was quoted in the New York Times Magazine as saying, "Don't Mormons believe that Jesus and the devil are brothers?" A little below the belt, the Bible belt, you might say. At that point, you might expect someone to issue a fatwa. Huckabee apologized for the remark, which had by now served its purpose. And at a crowded Christmas party in Iowa, when Huckabee was greeted by someone who said his wife was a lifelong Democrat, he replied, "We'll pray for her." Well, be of good cheer. I can't wait for the TV writers' strike to end. This is Daniel Shore.